Would Obamacare lead to death panels? Is it a government takeover? Supporters and the president himself are fighting back against such claims.
If you misrepresent what's in this plan, we will call you out.
A lot of very deceiving headlines out there.
What we've got is fact-free paranoia.
It's easy to see why some claims make them angry.
They're going to give us classes on euthanasia.
Calm down, pal. Euthanasia classes aren't part of the plan.
It is a lie, plain and simple.
But what's not a lie is that government programs often end up doing lots of things that weren't in politicians' original plans. Just look at state-level health insurance reform.
And it's actually a very relaxing treatment.
Acupuncture may not be what uninsured people want most, but some states force insurance companies to cover it. Same for chiropractic care. Nationwide, there are more than 1,500 mandates, many of which weren't part of states' original health reform plans. Lobbyists got them tacked on after bills were made into law. The result? Higher premiums.
Should the president be looking at Massachusetts as a model of lowering health care costs?
No, Massachusetts is not the model.
That's for sure. And mandates are one reason why Mitt Romney's plan has become so expensive. Today, Massachusetts residents pay the nation's highest premiums.
What it looks like is a mess right now.
Call it mission creep. Politicians pass a program, and then the scope of the program grows and changes. From the income tax, which originally targeted the well-off, but now targets millions of regular people.
DEA.
To the drug war, whose original emphasis on treatment gave way to DEA raids and endless arrests.
Don't move! Do not move!
Why do government officials have such a hard time sticking to their original plans?
We asked for $700 billion to purchase troubled assets from financial institutions.
Remember TARP? Congress passed it in October 2008.
But 1 year later, not one of those troubled or toxic assets has been purchased.
But the money has been used to bail out GM, Chrysler, and homeowners.
You're using TARP now completely differently than you told Congress you're going to use it.
TARP is becoming an all-purpose slush fund.
I will never apologize for changing an approach or a strategy when the facts change.
The strategy is still changing. Now politicians like Nancy Pelosi want to use TARP money for another stimulus.
We really don't know the results of the first stimulus.
So what does all of this mean for the current health insurance debate?
They're going to give us classes on euthanasia.
It means you don't have to side with guys like him to assume that Obamacare would eventually do all kinds of things that aren't spelled out in today's official plan. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.